It is Tuesday, April 19th, 2011, and this is Ozarks at Large.
The states of Arkansas and Oklahoma saw an increase in e-filing of tax returns for the year 2010, while the former saw a 5.6% increase in the e-filing of federal tax returns. The latter registered around a 2.7% increase. David Stell, IRS spokesman for Arkansas and Oklahoma, says more and more people are seeing the benefits in filing their tax returns online.
I think more and more people are seeing the benefits of electronic tax filing, namely an easy way to file a federal income tax return and a quick refund as well as acknowledgement from the IRS that the IRS has actually received your return.
While the percentage increase is not quite as much as the national percent increase that stands at 8.8%, e-filing has certainly allowed the IRS to lower costs by cutting down on the number of tax service centers required to process paper tax returns.
A water treatment system designed by chemical engineering students at the University of Arkansas recently won the Intel Innovation Award at Waste Management Education and Research Consortium, an association based at New Mexico State University. The system can provide 3,000 gallons of potable water by using solar energy and human power in a few hours. The system costs between $500 and $1,500 and is an efficient way to treat water in developing or disaster-stricken regions. The system can provide 3,000 gallons of potable water by using solar energy and human power in a few hours. The system costs between $500 and $1,500 and is an efficient way to treat water in developing or disaster-stricken regions.
The book No Impact Man has been chosen for the Fall 2011 One Book, One Community project. The book is based on its author, Colin Bevan, and his family's attempt to live a year with no impact on the environment. During the experiment, the family produced no trash, used no petroleum products, ate only locally produced food, stopped buying new products, and also lived without electricity for 6 months. As part of the One Book, One Community project, students in several fall classes will read, write, and initiate discussions about No Impact Man. The author, Colin Bevan, will be in Fayetteville in October to visit with students and faculty and discuss his project during a public lecture.
The Pulitzer Prizes for Journalism, Arts, and Letters were announced yesterday. One of the awards especially caught our eye. The Pulitzer for History was awarded to the book The Fiery Trial, Abraham Lincoln and American Slavery by Eric Foner. Eric Foner talked about Lincoln during a visit to the University of Arkansas in the fall of 2009, and he came to our studios. This is what he had to say then about President Lincoln's attention to his image after a significant moment in history.
After he issued the Emancipation Proclamation, January 1863, he took on the role of the great emancipator. In other words, that it's not like Lincoln was born with a pen in his hand ready to sign the Emancipation Proclamation, as you sometimes read, but he had he allowed painters, sculptors to come to the White House and do portraits of him signing the proclamation. Or for 4 months, an artist lived in the White House painting this painting, Lincoln presenting the Emancipation Proclamation to the cabinet. In other words, this was the image he wanted to be presented at, as the person who had freed the slaves. So – and then earlier, of course, he had presented himself as the rail splitter, the man – which was true, of course. You know, he had been born in very modest circumstances, grew up in a log cabin, you know, but became a quite prominent attorney and successful person. But his public image when he ran for office was, you know, the man of the people in a democracy. That's what you want.
Eric Foner in our studio in September 2009. Yesterday, he was awarded the Pulitzer Prize in History for the book The Fiery Trial, Abraham Lincoln and American Slavery. And several area runners completed yesterday's 115th running of the Boston Marathon. William Putnam of Fayetteville completed the course in just over 2 hours and 49 minutes. John Bittler of Fayetteville, a former winner of our own Hawkeye Marathon, finished Boston in 2 hours and 51 minutes, and Darby Benson of Fayetteville ran the 26.2 miles in just over 3 hours and 3 minutes. Rosie Aguiar of Fayetteville was the fastest woman in the area, crossing the finish line at 3 hours, 23 minutes, and 16 seconds. Katie Thompson and Allison Jumper, both from Fayetteville, finished in 3:28 and 3:30, respectively. In all, 16 men and 12 women from our listening area finished yesterday's Boston Marathon. Special kudos to longtime member of the University of Arkansas community, Lyle Gahn, who finished yet another marathon, this one in 3 hours and 51 minutes. And the winning time this year at Boston, a course record, 2 hours, 3 minutes, and 2 seconds.
This is Ozarks at Large.